Coming up in May, it's the exciting final concert of the Winston-Salem Symphony's Classics series. Music director Robert Moody will lead the orchestra in a salute to jazz-inspired classics from the early 20th century composer who did it best and the Frenchman whom he most admired. On the program will be George Gershwin's An American in Paris and Rhapsody in Blue with guest piano soloist Tamir Hendelman. But the evening begins with Maurice Ravel's La Valse, followed by his Tombeau de Couperin. Bob Moody stopped by to talk about it. Okay, coming up Sunday, May 4th, the classic series for the Winston-Salem Symphony continues with Rhapsody in Blue, music by George Gershwin, An American in Paris, and then you move on with Ravel, Le Tombeau de Couperin, and La Valse. Great program. This is a few works that just really feature the best of the best with the orchestra and great colors.
I think colors might be the best first way to describe this concert. I certainly was thinking about how to end the season with a bang. That crosses my mind when I'm thinking about programming. You always want to sort of begin and end in with a certain aplomb, a certain fanfare. And I have worked just recently with a guy named Tamir Hendelman, and I wanted to bring him in, and we decided that the Rhapsody in Blue was the right piece. Tamir Hendelman is of Israeli. He was born and raised in Israel but moved to Los Angeles when he was a teenager, and he was a fellow student with me at the Eastman School of Music. I remember him as this incredible kind of skinny kid who could play anything, and he had a real leaning, even at Eastman, towards jazz. Well, fast forward to now, he's a multi-award-winning, multi-Grammy-nominated jazz musician. He has the Tamir Hendelman Trio. He is the pianist in the Jeff Hamilton Trio. He's done the last three tours with Barbara Streisand as her pianist. He has a mammoth jazz following. His jazz has a definite Israeli Middle Eastern tint to it. So when he, you know, improvises on those open 8 bars or 32 bars, there's a change in the air in color and harmony that you don't expect. It's phenomenal. So that took me to Gershwin, to Rhapsody in Blue, and then I thought about one of the best pairings between jazz and the more quote-unquote serious world of music making, and that was the relationship between Gershwin and Maurice Ravel. In fact, Gershwin went to Paris to learn orchestrating and work on his compositional technique with Ravel, and Ravel famously said to him, you know, why would you want to be a second-rate Ravel when you are already a first-rate Gershwin? So there was a mutual admiration going on between the two men, and think about all the jazz that Ravel ended up working into his music. So I think the pairing is fantastic, to have all Gershwin first half and then all Ravel second half. And by the way, be ready for a little bit of a surprise. We have a piece that won't be in the program, but let's just say that Tamir is going to take Ravel, Le Tombeau de Couperin, and give us a nice jazz moment connected to that as well. Fantastic way to end the season.
Winston-Salem Symphony music director Robert Moody. On Friday, May 2nd at noon, Bob and renowned piano soloist Tamir Hendelman will discuss the program during the symphony's Music Lovers Luncheon at the Piedmont Club, 200 West 2nd Street. On Saturday night, May 3rd at 7:30 in the Stevens Center, Bob will be joined once again by Hendelman, this time in a performance of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Also on that jazz-inspired program will be Gershwin's An American in Paris, Maurice Ravel's La Valse, followed by his Tombeau de Couperin with a twist. The final classic series performance repeats on Sunday, May 4th at 3 o'clock, and again on Tuesday, May 6th at 7:30. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.